Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. If you have not heard, Nancy Pelosi tested positive for Everclear. She has lost her mind on whatever, but Jane Fonda has come out and said that COVID-19 is God's gift to the left. Thank you, 200,000 people who died. Thank you, Lord, for saving the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris lost the debate big time, so now all they got is Pence with a fly in his head because they can't. And everyone on MSNBC.
Did you see that? No, that was hilarious.
And everyone on the left is like, "Oh, she did a great job, dude. She got her ass, excuse my French, wiped clean." He's like, "Okay, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts." I want to get into that. They had a New Hampshire, they had BS, had a campaign rally for Biden. And that photo is not when, like, it's 5 hours before the thing. That is when Bernie Sanders is actually speaking and there's people protecting him. There's like 20 people. That is their base. That's why Nancy Pelosi is like, "Well, when we don't, that there's going to be so much chaos with this election, we're not going to elect a president, so I'm going to take over." Okay, so you're going to tell me that every congressman, senator, and governor, and judge, and all those things, they're going to get elected, but the president is not going to be figured out?
Well, can I have a minute to say something real quick?
Let me do the Bible quote and stuff, and then my wife wants to say something. I want to get into Mark Ruffalo and so much more, but okay, let me see here. Isaiah 54:17. "But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. The benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken." Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and my wife wants to say something real quick, so here she goes.
Thank you. I go through moods where I talk and where I don't talk. And I'm from Michigan, and I want people all over the world that listens to this, mark today as your on your calendar. I want this day marked. This is the start. This day in history, this is going to be marked as the start. It took us 300 years from 1492 to 1776 to get sick of Britain and to seek God and to realize, yes, we have to overthrow England and we're going to strike out as our own country. Then it took us less than 100 years to say, okay, states have some rights, federal has some rights, but above the window there's a spider. But there's going to be strict guidelines. We're not going to we had a civil war. Read your history. Like I said, I just went live a little bit ago. My generation, I'm going to be 50 next year. My generation is probably the last generation to have a true, true education on history. And maybe it might have been just me because my dad took us from D.C. all the way up to even into the Canadian border and up to the UP, every fort. Revolutionary Fort, Civil War Fort, we knew, we seen them clean their guts, we knew, we saw the Iranian actors, we learned why each war was fought. We fought each other in civil war. Mark today as the start of the second civil war. 13 people, I don't know, some of you guys might not understand what I'm talking about. 13 people were arrested for trying to kidnap and murder the governor of Michigan. Right now, my inside is fighting, my Christian side is fighting with my political side, and sometimes they don't match. Sometimes you have to say, God, you're number one, not politics. Because I did not like when people wished death on my president. I didn't think it's right. I think she should be voted out of power. I can remember when we just voted people in or out. We didn't try to kill. We didn't loot. We didn't riot. We might go outside and protest and stuff, but it was where you stand by the side of the road and whatever, and you had a sign. Michigan, this is just the start. Michigan, the overthrow, and if the senators, if the other governors, if Pelosi, if they do not use this as a wake-up call, this is just a start. Honey, I'm done. This is just a start. I just want you guys to mark your calendars. This is the start of the second civil war in the United States. If we truly don't get on our knees and pray. And I don't want to pray to stop it because God knows what's going to happen. I want to pray for God's will, but I want to also pray that if it stops, godly change happens. Either way, what happens is for God's kingdom to go ahead. And, it just has bothered me all day since I heard the news. And I listened to your speech, Mrs. Whitner, I listened to your speech. You're so sacrimonious, Lord, forgive me, but she did not get it. She did not get it. She didn't understand why they wanted to do it. That's what is bothering me and scaring me. They're not getting it. That's why I say this is the start of the second civil war in America. And it's basically a revolutionary war in a sense because we're getting tired.
I don't call it a civil war.
I call it a civil war because we're going to be fighting each other in our own country. That's what a civil war is.
Well,
thank you for listening here, hon.
Well, to me, I call it the Revolutionary War, folks, because it's us against it. See, we're Americans, and I don't call the people we're going to go against Americans.
Well, honey, you can't do that.
They're communists. How do you call someone that burns an American flag an American? Basically, I'm not trying to put anybody, any group down, but the whole point of this, if you burn, you're burning the very thing that gives you the freedom to burn it. You're saying like, okay, well, this contract allows me to do whatever I want, so I'm going to burn it. Well, then the contract is null and void because you just burned the very thing that, well, I was told I could do whatever I want. Well, where's that contract? Show me it. Well, I burned it. Oh, really? Well, there you go. And you burn the very thing that gives you the freedom to do whatever you want to.
But I'm just, I mean,
I know
that just dropped into my heart.
Because if you listen to her, she don't get it.
Yeah, that just dropped into my heart. This is the start. I want people to seriously mark this day.
It is.
This is the start.
And but I want to get to one of my producer's biggest points. The politics versus Christian, because I struggle with that a lot, but then again, okay, am I going to get to the point where, okay, I'm going to memorize the Bible and I'm going to go to a building with my friends and we're going to have a church service with nothing, and if they come and try to stop us, oh, we're not having service, and you can't have, you know, to where we, or am I going to sit there and stand up and fight and say, I'm tired of, okay, we're going to lock down again. Okay, there's going to be no essential people. Hospitals are going to close. You're not going to be able to work. We're going to control everything. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I run this country.
And she's actually blaming militia. She's blaming the militia. Well, honey, that's what that the Revolutionary War was.
Yeah. I mean, this is the problem. See, the problem.
I didn't mean to.
No.
You're showing the chaos.
No, please.
But...
That, no, I was hoping you would say something. And I'm glad. But this is a big thing, though. Pence was so adamant with. He was basically calling it out. What I think. The only thing I think Pence should have done is just said, well, you know what? Obama sucked. Everyone's. Okay, here's my point. Everyone wanted a wall until Trump wanted a wall. And as soon as he started advocating for a wall, all of a sudden you people didn't want it. President Trump should have come out from day one being against the wall because you all wanted it. And then he could have just caved to you and we could have had a wall. You guys, well, go look for yourself. Don't trust me. Look it up. Kamala Harris and Barack Obama and all of them, including Bernie Sanders and Biden have all said that they're going to ban fracking 100%. No, that's not true. Well, either you're flip-flopping right now or you're not, because you said it. The facts are out there. Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, you can't have your own facts. You can have your own opinion, just not your own facts.
See, think of the people that Biden, because you can show, there's a video out there of Biden actually looking the person in the eye saying, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Stop it. I want to stop fracking.
I don't work for you.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. He's actually telling people he's
going to
stop.
Oh, I know, but yeah, but that's...
But listen, please. You have Kamala Harris saying the same thing.
Yeah.
How are those people... feeling right now when they hear him say the opposite? Yeah, they voted for him. They're going to vote for him because they promised me personally. I was able to go up and talk to him. And they promised me they're going to stop fracking. Now, they're flip-flopping and say they didn't even say it, if that's a lie. How do you think those people are going to feel? What are they processing and thinking?
My
do they
belief,
flip to Trump, or do they, well, they have to say that to win, and they justify it?
My belief is she's saying what they're going to, most people believe they're going to ban fracking. They're going to do everything that they're denying now. They're going to ban fracking. They're going to have this Green New Deal. They're going to do all this stuff. They're just saying no because we're pushing... There's a $2 trillion Green New Deal that's being introduced. USA Today has talked about it. And since they're calling them out on all this anti-American billion dollars in tax, oh, that's not true. We're not doing that. That's fake. I truly believe that they're afraid that these things are going to actually hurt them and they won't get elected for it. So they're saying it's not going to happen. And once they get elected, they're not getting elected. They're going to, well, wait a minute here. When Biden went up to that one guy, I don't work for you, pal. Well, yeah.
You kind of do.
Yeah, I'm the government, and it's we the people.
My phone won't let me do something. I'm trying to shake your phone well.
But that's the big issue. That's what people don't realize. I mean, By and like from what I saw last night, the liberals think Kamala Harris is great. She wasn't. Will there be a peaceful transfer of power if Trump loses? And Biden's like, and you know, and Kamala Harris like, well, da 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 da, and Pence goes, well, your party spent the last 3.5 years trying to upend the results of the election. You've tried to overturn it. Well, there's 200,000 people that have died. Half the things she said were, well, 200,000 people died, but Dr. Fauci said that if you do everything exactly the best you can, like Trump did, like Dr. Fauci said, you did a great job, you're probably going to have 200,000 people.
I honestly think if Hillary would be in there, we would have never even heard of COVID.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been locked down.
It would have been like the, what was the last one?
H1N1.
And you heard about it a little bit when a bunch of people died in one area. That's all you heard.
Because
no,
I had
lockdown, no.
I had people that goes, one of my good friends, Angie, goes, wait a minute. She actually asked me this. I don't remember H1N1. And she, when she saw the death toll, what the heck? And I truly, like my wife, I've said this on the program. If Hillary Clinton was president, I truly believe we would have never been locked down for COVID-19 whatsoever. You wouldn't even have heard about it. But Trump didn't do enough. Trump, yeah, Biden called him a xenophobe, fear mongering. Well, Trump knew way back in January how bad it was, and he didn't tell anybody. More BS.
Can I ask a question? Was it Al Sharpton or who said when 9/11 happened, America's chickens have come home to roost? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The American politicians, their chickens have come home to roost. That's just what is echoing in my ear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, a warning, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or
Republican.
They didn't ask the king's men, are you for us or against us? You're wearing red. You're dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. And that's the thing people don't realize. It's not a Republican. They're like in Michigan, and Michigan is synonymous for people that are basically a Democrat with NAR in front of their name. Like MSNBC. Scarborough. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. He is basically a socialist progressive liberal that was in the Republican Party, so he could act like, well, I might, well, I mean, if this keeps going, my Republican card, I'm going to cut it up, shred it, and get a Democrat card.
Go for it. We don't want you to.
Go for it. You should have, why don't you have a Democrat card from day one?
I guess this kind of scares me because Michigan, primarily, normally, if you're a governor, you might get elected 3 different times. Maybe. If you don't really screw up. But normally, we'll have a Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. It doesn't always stay Democrat, and it doesn't always stay Republican. We switch. We've had Blanchard. We've had this Whitner. We've had, other woman's name. I can't remember her name. We've had Schreider. We've had Engler. We've had, and there's been a few others.
But to me, they've been basically all Democrats for the most part.
Engler wasn't. Engler was a Republican, a Reagan Republican.
Yeah. She's like the, yeah.
England.
You
he
have
was
to,
the first governor. He was the first person I ever got to vote for. Ever.
And all they have to do is fix the roads, and they get reelected.
And I think they'd probably be governor for life.
Yeah.
And I don't know too many households in Michigan where they don't have guns. Shotguns primarily, because they hunt.
Yeah.
So the government, they, you know, those 13 people ain't the only people with guns. You better watch yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention who, but someone told me they need to get someone with better aim or better guns.
Yeah.
He's related to me. I think you could probably guess who said that.
Oh, yeah. I know who said that. We cannot comment. But, you know, it's we're just, people are fed up. Well, Joe Biden, well, people want to be, no, Joe Biden, people are tired of this BS. Trump didn't do enough, okay? What Trump did is you had Comey going, you know what, yeah, Comey, guess what, folks, I've got 400 ventilators or 4,000 ventilators.
That might be the next one you get.
I got 400, and I have to choose between who lives and who dies. Okay, you want to have that decision? You want to play the Grim Reaper and tell these people that, sorry, we don't have enough ventilators. Your family member's going to die. I was screaming at the telly that day, like, pick me. I'll be there because I guarantee you, I'd put a $100 billion bet on it that there ain't no one needing them. And guess what happened? 2 days later, well, we're stockpiling the bill. We got a whole bunch. So when the crisis really comes, what do you mean a crisis? You said 2 days ago you had 4,000 ventilators and you had to choose who lives and who dies. Whether it's 40 ventilators, 400, 4,000, whatever, I've got to choose who lives and who dies. And then 2 days later, we'll just stockpiling them, waiting for when the actual crisis where this happened. But it won't matter anyways, because what we're doing is we're going to put these people, instead of in these mobile mass units, we're going to put them in these nursing homes with these very susceptible people. And then when a bunch of people die, we're going to try to blame Trump, but it's going to backfire anyways. But now we still try to say that all these deaths are Trump's fault instead of blaming the real problem, China. Well, there's 200,000 people. Trump. Okay, well, then what I'm going to do, this is for Tuesday's show. I'm going to figure out the total number of people who died in Obama's tenure that was not natural causes, and the blood's on his hands. Drunk driving, gun violence, suicide, the flu, bronchitis, pneumonia, and that's all on him. And I'm going to write him and demand... why he didn't do more to stop the seasonal flu and bronchitis and heart attack. All because the blood's on. They're trying to play that crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for letting me spell off. I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. I was hoping you would. I was going to, when I saw that video of yours, I'm like, okay, I want you to.
Oh, so I didn't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I follow you, hon.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if you were getting busy for your show.
I took 5 seconds. Yeah, my producer does actually have videos when we did Facebook Live that have more views than me, so she is liked. I will tell you that.
By a few people.
A lot of people like her. But, like, I mean, it's just...
Last time I checked, I had like 30 views on that little video of mine.
And that's, you know, these billionaires... See, when they talk about Trump and his rich people and doing stuff for his buddy. When they talk about the rich elite people, the first thing I think of is Mark Zuckerberg. I think of Amazon guy. I think of all the politicians.
George Soros. Bill Gates.
Hillary
George
Clinton.
George Soros. Hillary Clinton.
Nancy Pelosi, all them.
I think me and you were talking the other night, and if they would have handled this right, and if they, and I don't mean the word sucked up, if they could have played Trump if he wasn't so smart. If Hillary wouldn't have made it so, if Hillary hadn't started calling people deplorable and turned so many people against her and she divided a lot, she made a lot of Democrats into Republicans by what she did. And if she hadn't have made it to where the Democrats truly couldn't work with Trump, because she did. She called it to the carpet. She called it what it was. She's the one who really made it where they couldn't work with Trump. If they were giving in to him, And they just couldn't work with him, according to her.
Yeah.
If they would have worked with him, they could have done everything and more. And let him take credit for some, not credit for others, and possibly made him a one-term president.
Mm-hmm.
And could have done... But I do think that Facebook and Twitter and all this had a big effect on this election in 2016. Because in 2012, it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah.
Politics didn't get into it. You didn't have people taking videos of people like they do now.
Yeah.
Trying to cancel each other.
Yep.
But, all right, I'm sorry. I'm
I want to get into this. This has come out yesterday, and I think it's about 10 pence late and 10 pence short. That the NBA is like, okay, next year we're not doing Black Lives Matter, da 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 da. And there's not going to be on jerseys, not on court. If you want to protest, do it on your own time, not on the court. And I'm like, you had the opportunity to, if they did that on the court, then you could have said, okay, we're not having it on the court, we're not having it on the jerseys, and you're not, you know, but they just, okay, let's see what happens. And guess what happened? When the NBA started to go broke, I don't think it's more, I think it's not more of a consciousness, more like a, hey, I'm losing my butt, no one's watching the NBA, we need to fix it now. Pardon me, folks, but yeah, it's all about money. I think if they still had thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching and their numbers were not dropping at all, they would have kept it going. I really do. I really believe that Black Lives Matter on the court and on jerseys would be there if people were still watching. And if it dropped by like 5% or whatever, okay, whatever. But I really believe that it's all money motivation. All it is, folks. If you want to go after the NBA and not watch it, great. But do the stop the Black Lives Matter thing because you don't want to stop, because you want to stop it. You shouldn't just, don't just, well, now that the ratings are tanking, now let's do something. No, it's too late. The NFL's had the opportunity to do something, and they still haven't done anything. And if they finally, if the ratings start getting low enough, then they do something. It's about money. And I think a lot of people are done with it. Okay, yeah. Wow. I can't do it anymore. Sorry. It's kind of like that guy that was at that computer company. Well, since you're working, you don't need that stimulus check. So I'm going to take out of your paycheck the equivalent of that stimulus, because since you're working, you don't really deserve it. It's more for people. No, they're giving us a check. If I'm getting a check, then I qualify, and it's my money, not yours. And when people bitched, that's when I'm not going to do that now. I stopped. I changed my mind. No, you didn't change your mind. It's just people bitched and pissed and moaned that you were going to do it. If you weren't going to do it from day one, you wouldn't have brought it up. You would have kept it if they wouldn't have complained and said, well, that's fair, you know, why should we get a stimulus when we're actually working? Go ahead, take that stimulus money out of my paycheck. He would have kept it in. He would have kept that thing, and you would have lost that money out of your paycheck that equated to the stimulus. But since you complained, that's when he changed. He only changed because Houston, this is Mercury One. Mercury One, go ahead, Houston. Yeah, we're losing our ass. Yeah, our viewership is down like 1,000,000%. So we're gonna go ahead and can that Black Lives Matter protesting stuff. 10-4. Okay? That's what we're talking about. It's all about money. Just under 29 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Yeah, I have to be up at like 4 a.m. and like I'm like, I want to watch the debate. And it was crazy. And I'm like, I thought it would be earlier so I can get to sleep. But it wasn't. But I got to get into this because this is how bad it is. I mean, because think about it like this, folks. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, they're basically the leaders of the Democratic Party right now. They're like the number one people. Why isn't Nancy Pelosi the House Speaker? Why isn't anyone doing anything on the left to condemn Lightfoot? The most catastrophic Democratic mayor. But Nancy Pelosi is coming out hinting with this 25th Amendment that we're going to remove Trump from office because he is not capable because he has COVID-19 Trump has COVID-19 and he was diagnosed with it. He's not capable of being a president, so we're gonna get him outed because, you know, we want to find out when his last positive test was, and we're gonna have a closed door meeting. It's only gonna be Democrats. No one can be there. Just like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and me. Oh yeah, Biden and Kamala Harris are gonna be there too. And we're going to have, like, a secret, you know, meeting because, you know, we're secret, you know. We have our own rules. You would go to prison for what we were doing, you know. You know, I mean, you got to understand, Obama, he had a scandal-free presidency, you know, that Hillary Clinton scandal, it's not really, well, since she did it, it's not a scandal, you know, it's just, she's able to get away with it because she's a Democrat. Really? Oh, she hints that they're going to plot to remove President Trump by saying he's not competent to do his job because he has COVID-19. I'd love for this to happen because then you would be having every attorney in America having lines out the door. Yep, well, since Trump is no longer capable of he's not competent to hold the presidential office because of COVID-19. Yeah, here's my, I have antibodies. Yeah, I tested positive for COVID. Yes, I had it, so I'm suing because I'm not competent to work, so I want my disability benefits. Yeah, that thing with the 25th Amendment and getting rid of Trump, yep, that's set precedent. So if President Trump can no longer function because of COVID-19 and run the presidency, bye-bye. They're not going to have anything to stand on. FDR, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, and well, maybe staircases, but, you know, he had polio. I don't see it happening. I don't see them having any viable ground to stand on. Because she's come out and said that if by the inauguration day, if they haven't decided if a president hasn't been determined, then the Speaker of the House takes over. I'm like, so, well, the Speaker of the House come Inauguration Day is basically dead in the water. Unless their party retains the House. But here's the thing. How can you tell me that you're going to have every judge, every city council member, every congressman and senator voted on, but you don't have a president voted on? Technically, if the chaos is going like she would say it would, then that wouldn't make sense because you wouldn't have voting anyways. I mean, there are already so many people, and I don't know if they're done intentionally, but there are so many states where there's tens of thousands of ballots that are going out where you can't vote for Trump or this person. Their ballots had the wrong names on them because they're in this district, but they had the names of people in that district to vote for. I probably wouldn't notice. If you gave me a mail-in ballot, I probably wouldn't know that this person is not technically in my district. That there were some wrong people on there. And it's going to be very hard for them to do this 25th Amendment thing because they would have to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that there's no possible. And Trump looks better than I think he ever has. But there you go, San Francisco. Your state's falling apart, and she's trying to get rid of Trump. She don't care about your district. She don't care about you. They spent 3.5 years, almost 4 years, doing nothing but try to get rid of the president when it's ridiculous. But I'm Nancy Pelosi. I don't care. See, Trump is not above the law. Only Democrats are above the law. Only Democrats can do whatever they want to. You know, Democrats, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and we can flip-flop on we can flip-flop on viewpoints. I can say I'm for fracking today and be against it tomorrow, and it's okay. But Trump can't do that. You know, Republicans can't change their mind. You know, if I change my stance, I can call a black person the N-word tomorrow, and today it doesn't matter. But, you know, Trump could say the N-word to someone 100 years ago, and they would still be complaining today. Because, see, there's a double standard here. Democrats can do whatever they want to, and it's okay, but, you know, conservatives can't. And that Nancy Pelosi, not Puvia's message. Ridiculous. Then you got Mark Ruffalo. Pence showed white male supremacy by speaking over Kamala Harris. So what are they not supposed to debate then? Is Pence not supposed to say a word because if he speaks up at all? See, these people that are supposed to be tolerant, that are supposed to be the ones that aren't dividing the nation, are the ones that are shoving the race in the face. Trump is a white man, and he was showing his white supremacy, his white privilege dominance over a black woman. You're the one, and I'm supposed to believe you when you tell me that you're the party of tolerance, the party that's against. Tell me how that's not dividing America. Tell me how shoving race in my face is not dividing America. Tell me how, well, the Speech Corps nominee needs to be black. We have to have a woman as president. We have to have a woman. No, you need to have the person that's elected by the people, for the people, no matter who it is. You need to have the best person backing you up as a firefighter or a paramedic. If you have a medical practice, okay, yeah, I'm looking for a surgical person. You're not going to sit there, well, yeah, I know you graduated top in your class and you're one of the best here, but I got to have a black lady, okay? You know, no offense, if someone that's not as qualified, that's not as good, that was last in their class, and they're cutting for the first time, and, well, I have to have a black woman, you know, it's just how it has to be. I mean, it's affirmative action, you know, I just can't hire the best person for the job. I have to hire the Asian guy because I need an Asian, well, he can be the, well, doesn't really speak English too well, so I don't think I'd want him answering the phones, but I have to get an Asian person in here because I have to have cultural diversity at the workplace. I can't pick the best person for the job, no matter who he is. Now, I'm saying if the Asian person is the best person for the job, great. Great. I'm going to bow down to this dude because he's more experienced as a surgeon. That's why I'm bringing him in here. Because he's better than me. The party of tolerance is the party that's pissing and moaning and complaining about white supremacy, male white supremacy, and pushing race in the face. You ever seen that game, Pie in the Face, where you do that, and like if you do it right, you get a pie? I'm gonna invent a game called Race Face, where it's like there's like has like black shoe polish on there, and if it hits you, you get blackface. And see, it's wrong for someone that's if a Republican is blackface. Oh Lord, help you! But Democrats do it all day long. Oh, it's okay. It's we're just trying to be culturally diverse. It's okay. That's the problem. These Democrats, Lord help. And I it's funny because I had a bunch of people that commented on like, you know, like, come here, you're doing a great job. And I just laughed so hard because when they said that, I'm like, come on, Harris is doing a great job. I don't think so. I don't think so. And I laughed so hard because like on a bunch of them, I said, well, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinions, not your own facts. And it was hilarious because not one person got me back. Not one person stood up and said, hey, pal. They couldn't. They had nothing to say back because there is nothing to say back. You know, I mean, I take some gusto. I do on this. I mean, because I got called out big time. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I'm not talking anymore. Making fun of just developmentally disabled people. No. Retard is a term that means you're able-bodied. You know right from wrong. I know some Down syndrome kids that are smart enough not to eat a Tide Pod. I'm talking about these kids that know better. But they still, they're smart enough to know better, but then they sit there and, why did I get burned? All I did was light myself on fire. Yeah, you're retarded. Remember, folks, it was Americans who went to Baltimore and said, we're going to clean this place up. We're going to beautify it. That group of people went to Philadelphia and did it. And when the government, the problem you have is these kiddos that just think, oh, don't worry, college is going to be free, everything, don't worry, everything just, it's all going to be free, okay? It's going to be free, yeah. Free freedom. It's all free, don't worry. Mike Pence came out and said, come on, Harris, while you're at it, why don't you just say the cars are going to be free? So you're just going to be able to go to the dealership and just, They just hand you keys and you start your car and take off. What's the difference? What's the difference between going to a dealership and getting a car and they just give you the keys and you have a free and free? Let me tell you something. If you want me to make you something, I'll put my heart and soul into it. If you give me $500 to make something, I'm going to put more effort into it than if I'm making it for free. If it's free, okay, I don't have much money, man. I got to figure out what can I do. What can I scrounge around? But here's my point. These Democrats just think everything's going to be free. Everything's just going to be handed to them. Don't worry, folks. Trump and Pence are going to get rid of your unaffordable care. I would love someone to tell me what is affordable about the Affordable Care Act. Because I had same insurance. I had same prescriptions. I had same doctors. So you can't say that, well, when you went from one insurance to the other, they went up and, you know, whatever, that there's different prices. Same pharmacy, same script, same insurance, and it went up and up. And it was like that like cliff thing from, remember, if you ever watched Price is Right, and they had that like mountain climber that went up. It was like that, and it kept going up and up and up. Everything went up. My wife and I paid we had to figure out, okay, where are we getting this money to pay for health insurance we couldn't afford? That's the beauty of Obamacare right there, folks. You're going to get fined for not having health care that you can't afford in the first place. You can't afford health care because it's too expensive, so they're going to fine you for not having the very health care that you can't afford anyway. So not only can you not afford the health care, but you're going to get fined money you don't have because you couldn't get the health care you couldn't afford in the first place. Oh, but it's affordable. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and you have to pass the Obamacare and find fit. And it's affordable. It's so wonderful that all my friends are getting exemptions so they don't have to use it and don't have to pay the fine. Affordable care, my fanny pack. And these kids believe it. They don't. Oh, Trump and Pence won. Health care is going to be free. Trump and Pence are going to take away this health care that they're just going to give away. You're just going to be like, wrong. I'm going to get into this because this is a big debate right now. Because now if you have hemp, in most states it's 0.3% THC. And you can have some, it's up to 0.6. And they're trying to get the federal limit to be like 1% for farmers everywhere because they've had so many people that they grow it. And it's like 0.4%. THC, and they have to, okay, there's a whole field, we have to destroy it all, give me that whole field, concentrate it, and you'd probably get like an eyedrop of THC. I remember one time they burned a whole, like 100 plants in this field, because it was like 0.4% THC. And she goes, you could smoke that whole field and it wouldn't even do anything to you because there's no THC in it. It's virtually null and void. But that's how this cookie crumbles, you know. Yeah, Biden and Harris, they're going to decriminalize cannabis. So what? I'm not going to vote for you. Legalize. Well, then why don't you decriminalize it now? Why don't you work to get it decriminalized? I'm so tired of all these people that, well, when I become president, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make change in America when I become president. And I'm wondering if anyone can tell me really quickly, because I forget this. I have some sometimes bad memory. What president, what number president was Martin Luther King Jr.? what president was Martin Luther King Jr., because he made some of the greatest changes in this country. And he, oh yeah, that's right, he wasn't a president. Yeah, he wasn't a president. Nope. Proof that you don't have to be president to make change. If people want to do stuff, they can do stuff. The Democrats can rally and say, okay, Lightfoot's got to go. But they want that. They love. They want America to be like South Chicago. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. We got to... I want to get into some Premier League news and stuff. And as y'all know, Embarrassment FC had the worst transfer window ever. And there's multiple sources, including Fabrizio Romano, have come out that have said that United say that Jadon Sancho is not a damn priority. Why didn't they get him? Why did they not get him? Borussia Dortmund said he was coming, basically assumed he was. Jadon Sancho thought he was going. I don't think he, until, like, I'm just one of those people that I was a 90%er. I was a 50-50. There's a 50% chance we'll get him. There's a 50% chance the Glazers will F it up. I don't feel sorry. I hope Paul Pogba does leave. And I hope Paul Pogba comes out before he leaves and say, okay, I can't be at a club anymore where you have owners that don't back the manager and give him the players he want. I'm tired of being backed and Ollie doing the best he can, building a team of players that are past their prime. They're champion. They're UEFA Champions League clubs that don't want those players anymore because they're not good enough to win Champions Leagues or Bundesligas. Sorry. I came here because I thought you were going to do an Alex Ferguson and get a bunch of great players around me. Mourinho wasn't backed, and now Louis, and now Ollie ain't being backed. He ain't getting the players he wants. I would love to see that because there's talk that Poch is going to come in here. I would love to have Poch come out. Well, yeah, I've looked into this, but no way. You know, for the last two or so years of Ollie's, two or three years of Ollie's tenure, not Ollie's tenure, but Alex Ferguson's tenure, he wasn't really backed. Whether Dave Moyes was right for the job or not, he wasn't backed. Louis Van Gaal wasn't backed. Mourinho wasn't backed. And now, Ollie wasn't backed. He basically wanted one, there was one player that, I mean, he wanted others, but on the main radar was the red blimp, was Jadon Sancho, and you didn't back him. Why am I going to come to a club that has owners that doesn't back their manager? I'm not doing it. Bye. Sayonara, Sodom. I'd love to have people interested publicly come out and say this, why they won't even consider the job. I hope Pogba leaves. He has every right to leave. He was guaranteed that they were going to build a team around him. Well, you got Bruno Fernandes. Well, that's great, but who else have you got in that's top quality talent? Because you look at Cavani, Edinson Cavani, Mourinho probably wouldn't even go near him because he's past his, he is not the Edinson Cavani like he used to be. He hasn't played since March. Some of these players that they're getting in are players that used to be, that now they score maybe two goals in a season. That's if they play a quarter of the season. They're injured. They can't keep up anymore. When I was 25 years old, put me on a pitch, I probably couldn't keep up because of my muscle issue. Age has nothing to do with it. When you're injury prone and you're getting hurt all the time and you can't. But
Can I ask, when they get injured, are they checked out to see if there's some reason why, like you have a muscle issue, are they looked into that? Like, do they have enough calcium? Do they have,
oh, yeah.
I know they're young, but.
Yeah, they go through all, like, massive testing.
Okay.
They go through, like, CAT scans, MRIs, anything, okay? Yeah, why did your ankle, like, if you were to break an ankle and there's, like, okay, there's nothing in the video, there's four cameras on you and nothing shows, like, you're, holy cow, you're, yeah, then they would investigate that.
Okay.
Because Gordon Ramsay got injured, and that's why he's a chef and not a football player. He got injured, and he, yeah, you might not be able to walk again if you have another injury like this, but I don't know how he can go from that to being on the on his feet, like, 20 hours a day. Yeah. Yeah, 18-hour shifts a day off in the restaurant business, folks. I know I've lived it, and I still do. But it's just...
Okay. You have told me that drug abuse is high in chefs.
Yeah, because you have to work. Because you go in, you get in at 6 in the morning, you work till 2 o'clock in the morning, and you got to be back at 6 in the morning. We have the most highest abuse of alcohol, cocaine, heroin, everything. Uppers, downers, all arounders, in betweeners. But let me see here. Where are we at, folks? But, you know, you look at, I hope, like, some people, like, probably comes down and say, hey, Ollie's not being back. Jose Mourinho wasn't being back. I'm tired of being promised the world like Ollie is, and they didn't do it.
You think that will happen?
I hope. I hope Pochettino, I hope they look into someone like him and he says, hey, I'm not coming here, and here's why. This person wasn't backed, this person wasn't backed, that person wasn't backed.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
But that's the thing. I hope that happens. I don't think it will, but hey. I got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, but that's what I want to see. I mean, because Ollie was basically told, we're going to back you. We're going to get you da-da-da. And then you get these players that are so injury-prone that, like, okay, in 2 years, they played, like, 10 matches or 12 matches. Or like just. I was going to because Cavani, him and his wife, they suffered from COVID, and he was going to retire. And then along comes that, don't worry, I'll give you 200. And the thing I will say about him is all of them that have come in have said that it's an honor to be here, and I'm going to do everything in my power. I want to play. I'm not here to sit on a bench. I would rather, if I'm not going to be able to play, I might as well not even be here. And that's, at least that's their attitude. So they want to be on the pitch. So that's a good thing. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Mark this day, October 8th, 2020. Whether it's a Revolutionary War or a Civil War, them going to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Whitmer. Huge. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.